The Red River that separates North Dakota and Minnesota is receding after cresting this weekend. More than a million sandbags were stacked between the cities of Fargo and Moorhead, and thankfully the river peaked at a level below what was feared. So now, what happens to those multitudes of sandbags? Well, that's what Michael Redlinger is going to tell us. He's city manager for Moorhead, Minnesota. And once the river, Michael, is below flood stage, what do you think you're going to do with all those saturated sandbags?
Well, the sandbags do need to be disposed of, and the one thing they are is a temporary measure. A lot of people are frustrated many times because we have a lead-up to placing those bags. We have a lot of volunteers, but then comes the crest, and then comes the task of taking down those bags. So it's a labor-intensive process, but it will begin in the not-so-distant future.
And if you had, you know, school children and inmates and everybody in between stacking those sandbags in the first place, who does take them down?
For the most part, in years past, it has been on the residents to find volunteers, find family members or friends to get back to that backyard one more time.
Okay, and once they take it out, where does it go? Can you recycle them?
A lot of it is recycled, and the good thing is that we are able to put that sand into road projects, into other projects that require fill. So that has been helpful for us in the past, and it has allowed us to reclaim as much of that sand as possible. The sand is pretty difficult to come by. We're on the bottom of a valley floor that is on top of a bunch of clay. So that sand is coming anywhere from 30 to 40 miles away in some cases. So any reclaimed sand that can stay in the community is just one less trip that we have to make in future flood events to take it out of the sand pits.
Is there talk, I mean, I imagine people would be pretty tired after 2 years of this bagging and unbagging and rebagging. Is there talk of a more permanent solution?
There is, and actually both of the communities, Fargo and Moorhead, are in the midst of a process with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to study the feasibility of flood mitigation alternatives, including diversion strategies, flood walls, levees, things of that nature. And it would appear that the studies will point us in the direction of diversion. So that will be something that we think in the future will be the solution to resolving these issues for the long term.
Those efforts often become real political hot potatoes, too.
And I think especially here when you're talking about so many unique factors at play here, two states, two counties, two cities, two federal regions, one Chicago and one Denver, there are some challenges. But to date, the partnership that has been exhibited from both sides of the river has been fantastic. And I think that people see the long view. They see what needs to occur here over the next 10, 15, maybe even 20 years, and that that's going to be something that for the future generations that reside here in this valley will be incredibly helpful and allow economic development to occur and allow housing starts to continue to occur here. So I think everybody's got a good sense of that long view and why it's just critical that this be done right.
Well, Michael Redlinger, good luck with the unbagging there.
Thank you.
Michael Redlinger is city manager for Moorhead, Minnesota. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.